Welcome to a meeting of the Cabinet on Tuesday, 19th of July at 12 o'clock. We'll start with item one, please. It's receive apologies for absence.
Monica. Apologies from Councillor Faulkner and Councillor Peters.
Thank you. Item two, is there any declarations of interest? No. Item three, to approve as a correct record the public minutes of the meeting held on the 21st of July, of June, sorry, 2022. Is there any comments or concerns with the minutes? No. Can I propose to accept them then? A vote on them. All those in favour? Thank you. That's all unanimous voting members will sign those minutes at the end. Item four, to consider any urgent business brought forward to the meeting under Rule 12. There is no urgent business. Item five, forward plan. Chief Exec, please.
Thank you, Leader. This is a forward plan from the 1st of July right the way through to the 31st of October this year. Happy to take any questions on the forward plan.
Is there any questions about the forward plan? No. Okay, thank you. So we'll move on to item six, merits of an Article 4 in the town centre locations. Can I ask Naomi Perry to present the report, please?
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. The purpose of this report is to set out the merits of introducing an Article 4 in town centres to remove permitted development rights and recommend whether such an introduction should be considered. The matter has been investigated following the gradual changes to permitted development rights since 2013, which allow for change of use to town centre uses without going through the usual planning application route. There are two kinds of permitted development, the first being that development can take place without the need to contact the local planning authority, for example, if someone wanted to extend their property. And the second route is by prior approval, meaning that applicants need to demonstrate that the proposal is in line with the limits of the permitted development right, and this is agreed by the local planning authority. Removing such rights can only be done through Article 4 directions or if a previous planning permission has removed such rights. The benefits of introducing such a direction are set out in 4.10 of the report and include timescales. Prior approval applications are generally shorter timescales than normal planning applications. The planning fee is reduced for prior approval applications. There's limited scope of considerations, with full assessment against policies in the plan being allowed through a planning application rather than a limited kind of set of criteria for prior approvals. And a proposal for prior approvals cannot consider the requirements for planning obligations in the same way a planning application can. The report includes as an appendix a list of relevant developments which have been relevant applications which have been determined under this easier prior approval route. And overall, there have been 8 applications in town centres, none of which have led to the loss of retail frontages. National planning policy states that Article 4 directions should be made on small areas with clear evidence of harm. Based on the evidence gathered to date, which includes the number of relevant applications, it doesn't appear that permitted development changes are currently causing harm to town centres, as no applications have resulted in the loss of recently active town centre uses or the loss of retail frontages on key retail areas. The report also lists other sources of evidence which could be gathered to build up a better understanding of the role of town centres. The recommendation, therefore, is to note the report and not to introduce an Article 4 direction at this time, but to continue to monitor town centre applications as part of the annual monitoring report and to gather appropriate retail and town centre evidence as part of reviewing the local plan.
Thank you very much, Naomi. So, as Naomi has explained there, and as the report reads, this was there has been a concern from the public, and I was very keen to set an assessment or study in motion that gives some formal advice around whether or not it was worth bringing in an Article 4 to restrict the permitted development right of changing a retail use premise to residential the report's concluded that it's not necessary, or it's not clear whether it would be successful anyway. It's not even highlighted that this is a significant problem in doing so. And to my mind, we would only consider doing something if it was in a very small, not very small area, but a very, you know, those town centre locations such as the High Street, Etoxeter High Street, Burton, or places like Station Street as well. No significant impact on the availability of retail spaces in those areas. So I'm happy to propose that we accept the recommendations set out in section 12. Is there any other comments from members? Councillor Metcalfe.
Thank you. Yes, I support the recommendation. There's no great evidence that we're having any big fight in losing retail space. And overall, I think that unless we're having problems, leaving that flexibility to find a use for premises rather than potentially a lot of derelict ex-shop premises is the better way to go.
Thank you. Any other comments? No. Can I have a seconder for that, please? Councillor Sankey? All those in favour? Thank you. That's unanimous. Thank you, Naomi. So that ends the public part of the meeting. We'll now move into private. I move that the press and public are likely to be... Sorry. Where's the statement? Should we read that? Sorry. I move that in accordance with Section 100A4 of the Local Government Act 1972, the press and public be excluded from the remainder of the meeting as it is likely, in view of the nature of the business to be transacted or the nature of the proceedings, that there would be disclosed exempt information as defined in the paragraph of Part 1 of Schedule 12A of the Act, indicated in brackets before the item number on the agenda. Thank you.